סימן שינטס סעיף דלת. And the סעיף that we'll be learning today, we'll be learning two הלוכס, two very big main הלוכס in הלכויס מוקצה and שבס. The first הלוכה we'll be learning is the הלוכה of טלטול מן הצד, that is called to carry מוקצה אגב דבר היתר. For example, you have a table and you have a muktzah on it. You pick up the table and you carry it with the muktzah that's on it. And the second halacha, bosis ledover ha'osu, that if muktzah was on a chayfetz in the beginning of Shabbos and ben hashmoshes, even though it was taken off after it, the bottom chayfetz stays muktzah and he's not allowed to be moved the whole Shabbos. And every one of these halachas is a lot of details that are very negeya at Hilchos Shabbos. We will try to learn the Ikar HaLoches of both HaLoches. Seif Dalet. Shochach Even Al Pi HaChovis. He forgot a stone on top of a chovis. Oy Mois Al HaKar. Or he forgot money on pillow, on a pillow. And he needs the chovis or the pillow. Mate Chovis Al Tzido. He picks up the chovis and he puts it slantly, without picking it up, just he pushes it to the side. And va'even nefeles, and the stone falls off. U'menayar ha'kar, va'amoyes noiflim. He moves the car a little bit, and doesn't pick it up, just lifts it up, makes it slightly crooked, and it falls off. V'imoyes ha'chobis ben ha'chavirus, be'inyon she'enu yochoy la'atis ha'isum imekoimo. He cannot matter the chavis to the side because he's scared that a stone will fall on different chavis and will break them. Or technically, he can't move it. Everything is stuff, all the chavis near each other. Yochoy la'agbiya k'mo yishihim ha'even. He's allowed to pick it up. Lemokimacher la'atoyis ha'shom k'dei she'ipol me'oleh. And he brings it to the other place, and there he shakes off the stone. This is the first part of the halacha that is called Tiltul min hatzad. But im iniach alof midaitoi, but if it's not shochach es ha'even, he put it midaitoi like we'll see later, then al dash yisharu shamaknisa shashabes, osu la'atoisu v'lenayah. Then the chovis becomes basis, and you cannot move the chovis at all. We'll see later the second part of this halacha. We'll see the first part. The Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, shochach even. Veneer bechavon al pi achovis, ra achovis guf emukze. Ve'osu la'atoiso. The nasis bosis la'eved, v'kede lekamei. So he's mata, sifkot nyudalet, mata achovis al tzido on his side. U'mayrik shetzorich likach me'ayayin shebetoicho. He needs to take wine from the chovis. V'chen bekark shetzorich lishkavol, he wants to lay on the pillow. V'lachen, and because of that, he tiru letalte la'mukze ba'if et zeh, shen letalte lehedye. He's not picking up the stone. He's just shaking it off from the chovis of the pillow. He's scared that someone will steal the coins. It's on the pillow. So he wants to push it down to the floor and put it under the bed. So then he's not allowed to do afilu niu. Kein kosa mongen avrom b'shem Rabin Yeruchem. But in mate achovis ve'akar begufoi ve'lo be'yodoi, mutar afilu ba'ofen zeh, shitas ha'mishnebu ha'tiltul begufoi, you're allowed to even letzerich ha'mukze. So I want to explain what we learned in this seif katan. The halacha is like this. Tiltul min ha'tzad is mutar rak letzerich dovar ha'mutar. What is letzerich dovar ha'mutar? He needs the car, he needs the pillow, he needs the chovis, he needs the barrel of the wine. Or he needs the place that it will not be here, the chovis or the kal. He's allowed to. But he has a problem that is muktzah on top of the chovis. Muktzah on top of the pillow. So, the halacha is he picks it up, he shakes it off, and he carries on walking. This is the halacha. And like this is mefurish, and shin yudalef seifches. But, letzerech ha'mukzeh, he's not allowed to do it. If he's doing it because he wants the moes not to be stolen, it's also. So this is the halacha in Shinches. If he needs to carry the pillow to a different room. And there's money on it. He's allowed to carry it to the other room. He's allowed to shake it off. But if he's doing it because he doesn't want the money to be stolen, it's awesome. And the mocker is for that bathroom. The Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos. Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara says, that if a person has a mess in the room, he doesn't want him to get masriach because of the heat. So he's on a bed and he wants to bring, he can't carry him. So he wants to bring another bed, roll him off to the other bed, from there roll him off to another bed, from there roll him off to another bed. The Gemara says that it's also I tilt him in a tzad as mutter. The answer is doing it a tzarech hames. This is the aloche be'etzer. Now, so this aloche, tilt him in a tzad, a tzarech dover a mutter as mutter, a tzarech dover a osur as osur as posher. The Mishnebura here, be'etzem, is saying a poshte aloche. Why is bringing Mekoyres from Ogen Avram for such a poshte aloche? The answer is, when he's picking up the bed, and then rolling off the mess. It's also, it's a tzarech hames. If he picks up the pillow to a different room, and then he shakes off the money that will not be stolen, it's also. The tzarech dover amuk says, also tiltul minatza. The tzarech dover amuto, he needs the pillow, he's allowed to. Here we learn another aloha. What was another aloha that we learned? That if he could do beniyu, he's not allowed to do betiltul min hatzad. This was the whole Shulchan Aruch that we learned. He has a chobit with a stone. If he could make a niyu without picking it up, just to put it, to lay it down and the stone will fall, he doesn't have a heter to pick up the chobit to go to a different place and then shake off the stone. If he cannot do niyu because it's bein hachavios, he's allowed to pick up the chobit and go to a different place and shake it off there. But if he could do niyu, he's not allowed to do tiltul min hatzad. For example, we're in Seif Gimel. He has a basket full of fruit and there's a stone inside. If he could make a kneel before he starts to go, he has to shake off everything or the stone, then to put back the fruit and to carry the basket. If he can't do kneel because the fruits will get spoiled if he pours them out to the floor, he's allowed to carry the basket to the other room. He's doing tiltul min hatzad letzarech davar amuto. Tiltul min hatzad is even in the case that he cannot do kneel. He's allowed to do tiltum in atzad. The mukse doesn't shake off. Screw down. It's not a bus, it's in the case. He's allowed to do tiltum in atzad. Here we learned in the Seif that if he could do niyu, he has to do niyu before he's doing tiltum in atzad. And Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Yud, in the Seif Gimel before, he said, why you have to do niyu? Kevan sheyochel beizeh eitzel letakin sheleital de laeven, lo yikilu bezeh. If you could do without tiltum in atzad, they said, don't carry it. Just do niyu. Chazanish says different dibugim, why when efshar beniyu, you're not allowed to do tiltum in atzad. Now the Sharatzion explains that when he came to Mechadashir, he's not only making a samurai and the alochas of tiltum in atzad, let's say dover amutar, carrying the basket, you're allowed to, let's say dover osur is also. Just even in the alochas of niyu, he has a pillow and he has money. And he doesn't want to pick up the pillow to another room to save the money. He just wants to shake it off the pillow like this, no one will see the money. Also, niur letzerech davar ha'osur is also osur. Not only tiltu letzerech davar ha'osur is osur, even niur letzerech davar ha'osur is osur. Even so, the Sharatzion, he says, ha'aloche that is a davar pashut be'etzem nashitas ha'mishnebure. We said, you're allowed to carry the kalkolo. But you have to do niyu. If you can't do niyu, you're allowed to carry it without niyu. You're allowed to carry the pillow. If you could do niyu, you do niyu. You shake off the money. If you can, you carry the pillow without niyu. What would be the halachas like this? Letzarech davar amuk says also, if I want to save the coins, I'm not allowed to do niyu. I have to leave it on the pillow. What would be if I need the pillow? And in the place of the pillow, no one will steal the money. There's a blanket there. But when I will do niyu on the floor, someone will steal the money. So I don't want to do niyur. I want to carry the pillow to a different room and there shake off the money. You're allowed to. It's not called a tzeirich hamukze. I'm carrying the pillow, the tzeirich carrying the pillow. No, the halacha is I have to do niyur. Here I'm not doing niyur because if I would do niyur, the mukze will be nifsad. It's not called that I'm carrying the tzeirich hamukze. And like this we learn lehedye and the Mishneh Berurah and Simen, Reisha, and Zayin, Sof Siv Kod, and Yudalef. If you have candlesticks on a table and you need to move the table to a different room and you're scared to make niyur because the candlesticks will break, so we'll step on them. You're allowed to carry the table to a different room and you're not mechuyev to make niyur. When you learn the sugis, you have to know it's a big Beis Meir and Rab Kiveh Eger about it, but this is the Ikar HaHalacha. What would be if you have a table with candlesticks and you want the candlesticks to shine in a different room? It's called a tzeirich hamukze or not? Ne'am munach al ha-shulchan bo'ifen she'en ha-shulchan ha'ase bo'os yisloi. U'bo le'tad al ha-shulchan lo'mokim acher kedei li'ishtamesh lo'ir ha'ner. Nechliku b'zeh ha-poiskim. Yesh ha-seivrim she'osu la'asisken. It's called tzeirich dover ha-mukze. V'yesh matirim shum she'seivrim she'tiltu zeh nichshav tiltu tzeirich dover ha-muto. They learn pshah tzeirich dover ha-osu means to protect the dover ha-osu. But a shimush in the Dover also that I'm allowed to for myself, this is also allowed to. Was it the Mishneh Berurah weiter? Siv Kod and Tisvav. The Amos Noiflim. He shakes the pillow and the coins and the money falls off. The Yochel Tartel Achakir Hakar is allowed to carry the pillow. Kemen Shinistalik Mimeno Amukse. Umikol Mokim Muto Lilme Bishabes Al Ashulchan Afiru Beoit Shiyesh Al Avmoes. You're allowed to learn on the table, even there is matbeis money on the table. Oishar dovo mukse mitzadechot. Acher. The avag of the derech lenaneayim limudo, imikol mukim leavi psikreishe, that it will move. Mashma that if it's a psikreishe, carrying mukse by shaking a thing is called carrying the mukse. And it's also. B'mele, what do you have to do? You have to do a nidnut. You have to do a niyur. But if you cannot do a niyur, zok the Mishneh Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion, avad you're allowed to learn because you're doing tiltul dover, tiltul min hatzad, letzoyrech dover amuto. Just if you could do niyur, you're mechuyev to do niyur. I'm assuming if you cannot do niyur and you only could pick it up and shake it and throw it somewhere else, if it's better to learn and shake the table the whole time and not picking up the mukze or to pick up once the mukze. Any idea? Or even without picking up, you could shake it a little bit, or then mashma, you really have to do niyur. Mishneh Berurah is mamshich. Siv Kod and Tzayin. But if, im oisa achoviz benachaviyaz b'inin she'ene yochel ha'atoyse yisemim mekoyimah. Why? The Mishneh Berurah says, she'choshe shelo yiblo al achaviyaz v'yishabrum. Or, technically, he can't move it. So the halach is, יוכל להגביר כמו שאים האבן למוקם אחר להטיס שם כדי שיפול מעליה. משנה ברורה, סיב קוד יזיין, יוכל והרי הוא רק תלתול מן הצד. כמי שמתעד אל המוקצה להד, he's not kind of מוקצה, only with the heter. וכוונו סיגם גם שהוא צורך להתר, דהיינו תלתול מן הצד לצייר דובר עמותו. ודובר זה שורק לכמון בסימן שין יודע לסעיף חס. And even so, אפילו אוכי בראשה, כשהוא יואב שלה בניר, צורך ניר דווקא. If you could do niyur, he's mechuyev to do niyur. This is the halacha. The Biur halacha brings down Rab Kiveh Eger here. That is mesupek, a very interesting suffek. What if we said he cannot do niyur, he's allowed to pick up the chavis, take it somewhere else, and shake it off there. When he picks it up, and he moved it out, he could carry on going with the chavis, and then shake off the stone, or right away, when he's in a place that he could shake off the stone, he has to shake it off. Rab Kiveh Eger is mashma from Rashi that he has to shake it off right away. And Rab Kiveh Eger really is miskasha. Why? The mukzah is beyodo. Why he cannot carry on holding it? We learned in Shin Chesi, if you'd gimel, mukzah machmas isu that baliyodo beheter is allowed to, letzor gufo, is allowed to carry on holding it. Baliyodo beisu, the Magen Avraham also was matir to carry on holding it. Shal mukzah, we hold that Boliyodo be Isur, you have to drop. If Be'erev Shabbos, it's a machleikas. We also said, like, atchila, to take it down. But even so, we learned, and Reisa Machvovsi, if you'd base in the Biur Aloche, that if he's holding mukze, betiltun min atzad, for example, he has a pocket with money, kiss of money in Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos came, it's like, klish melachta le'isu, and you're allowed to carry it, kol zman oide biyode. Like, klish melachta le'isu, as a heter le'tzer davar amuto, b'meli you're allowed to carry on holding it, it's also Bir Aloha says you're allowed to be carrying on holding it. So why here, as Rashi says, that you have to take it off right away when you could? And the truth of the matter is, the Mishabu and the Enef Siv Kotn Yud is mashma that by us also, in the Kalkola there he says, you're allowed to carry on holding it. So Rav Kiva Eger bleibt schwer an Rashi. La Aloha eini yoidea. But Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to be miyashev. Rashi says that you have to drop it off. Mitzad Shady, we had no mukta, you're allowed to. And even this mukta himself, in Reisa Machvov, in the Biur Aloha, if you'd base was mashma, that if an Erev Shabbos you had a kiss with a moes, you're allowed to carry on holding it. Shem Zaman says like this. And a mukta that is isu, and it's beyodoi, we said he's allowed to carry on holding it. Klishim alachti leisu, he had a heter, he's allowed to carry on holding it. Here it's a mukta. They will matter letzerich davar amuto, because I cannot do niyu. They were matir till I could do niyu. When I cannot do niyu, they were not matir more from that. They were only matir so vite that I could do till I could do the niyu. So the hain, when I on Shabbos I was holding klishim, when I was holding mukze betiltu min atzad in Erev Shabbos, they were not matter to me. I don't have a heter. I'm not carrying it for no excuse. Just Shabbos came, and it's biyodoi. So I'm matir as if mukta biyodoi to be mamshir. Here I'm not allowed to go pick it up. They were matir to me to pick it up with a limit. I can't break the limit. Just in attack, and I said in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Niyud is mashma that you're allowed to carry on holding it. Even in our case, it's not Sifkot Niyud, it's Sifkot Niyud base. Now, we found another tiltul min atzad. If we're already learning the aloha of tiltul min atzad. Mishnah Berurah brings him down in Shin Ches. What would it be if a person has mukta and he wants to push it with a fork, with a knife? Ha'poiskim nechleku im tiltu dobo mukta al deyda bor acher, gen shedoch vi bemakel, nichshav tiltu min atzad. O she'ein ze begedo tiltu min atzad, ela hari ze tiltul gomu. Yesh ha'choizvim, shezeh nikra tiltu min atzad, shezeh Mishnah Berurah and Shin Ches, Siv Kotn Kuftesvov. It's called Tiltu Minatzat. And again, Letzerich Dover Amuto, you're allowed to, not Letzerich Amukta. Dehainu, if you have bones on the table, you're allowed to push them off with a knife. But you're not allowed to push something with a broom under the bed to save the money, that no one will steal it. V'shaseirim sh'tilde makel, einu b'chal Tiltu Minatzat. Sh'ze nechshav ki yode arichte. But again, now the Taz in Shin Ches, he says you're allowed to do it with a knife. And the Be'er Heitev asks a kasha and a stira, and this is what he wants to answer. You're allowed to, you're allowed to. So you have to know, in Simon Tov Memvov, Siv Kotn Gimel, the Rivosh speaks about Chomet Shenochri that fell into his house, to push it with a stick. And there he says, you're not allowed to push it with a stick. לחו את צילתו מן הצד על די מקל, לצר דובר עמותו. But you have to know, even אם משנבו רפאז הנדד, שכנו חרב אין שינחס, סיפחס, חסמח, אז חוילק, אני הולד את כי יודע הריכתה. עושה בחזניש, ממזיין, סיפקות נדלת, הולד, דלת עושה. Now, as one more הלוכה, if we hold on your ready and tilto min atzad, that the poiskes manenu spoke out, what a bila moshel, a person has a drawer, and he has mukta, tin opener, lamazagan, and he has a lot of cutlery, silverware. So he's allowed to open the drawer, letzer the silverware, even though there's a mukta, tilt him in a tzad, letzer davar amutar, he's allowed to. is allowed to. If the muktzah is more chashuv, it's basis of davar also, then he's not allowed to. Is a question like this. Erev Shabbos. He knows he's going to open this drawer in Shabbos. He's mechuyev to take off the muktzah from the drawer or not. In Shabbos, when he's opening the drawer, if he will have a chatimtza to shake off the muktzah, would be chiyuv nil before he's doing tilta min hatzad. So the shayla is, if an Erev Shabbos, he has to menayr off the muktzah, the chiyuv nil is mechayev in Erev Shabbos, to take off the muktzah, that the mele b'Shabbos, he would not come to carry the muktzah, or not. Big machlekes, Rabbi Eliashiv, lekatchila says, avada you have to, only if it's a tircha yaseira, you're not mechuyev. Shemazama wants to say, you're not mechuyev to menaya. You're not mechuyev to menaya. It's good to see in Shimcha Shloime, and Simon Shintesa, or Yud Gimel, or from Shemazalman. Also in Moir HaShabbos, a couple letters from Shemazalman about it. And you have to know, Rashi said, Shekshi Yochel Bekal, they were not matir. So the Svori here also that they will not be matir. We have to know this question is not nageya only to a drawer, it's nageya to a keychain. A person has a key ring full with different keys, and one of them is to open an elevator that is mukta. The shayla before Shabbos is mechuyev to take it off the ring or not, and Shabbos will be a tilta min hatzad when it's not more chashuv. As a car's key, for sure, even if he's allowed to leave it, or even if he left it, and then Shabbos is allowed to carry it, but not to hold all the keys in the hands, because then could be it's considered you're holding the muktzeh, just to hold it by holding the keys that are mutter to be carried. This is the first part of the aloche of tilto min hatzad. Now we're going to learn the aloche of bosis, the second chelek of this aloche. Ve'im iniach aleo midaitoi. If he left it, midaitoi, the stone and the chovis, the moes and the car, al dashi sharushon beknisas haShabbos. He wants it to be there the whole ben hashmoshes. We'll see in a second the whole time of ben hashmoshes. Also la'atoyse v'lenayr. The chovis becomes muktze. B'meli not allowed to matter and even menayr. We'll see later in the Ramo. Even if the money goes off, it stays muktze. V'yesh emri. The afilu minicha shem al dashi sharushon beknisas haShabbos. Kedei sheyitlam b'Shabbos degoy or niu. Muto le'atoysim le'nayron b'Shabbos. It doesn't become a bosis. V'lo yosu when a bosis el baniach al dashi yosharu shem kol haShabbos. Then it becomes a bosis. And then when it becomes a bosis, Ramo finishes, as a filu nita la'isu misham, osu le'tal te la'kli. The me'acha shenas a bosis, davar osu le'miktas haShabbos, osu kol haShabbos kulo, v'chein b'chol muktze, v'chein isa le'kamon simen shinyut. This is the aloche of bosis. The Mishnah Berurah explained. It says, Al dashi sharu shom. He put it with attention that will stay there. Aval minichom bechavono bechoil. Velo yadaitu befirush yisharu shom b'Shabbos. It was all the days, chutz from Friday. Ve'achar kach shochom b'Shabbos, mikri sheikheach. Ve'das ha-Bisya Yisuf, not only doing the first days of the week. Afilu minichom b'Rav Shabbos. Kol shelo yadaitu befirush yisharu shom b'Knesset ha-Shabbos. U'menashmoses shochar l'salkoi. Gamzu bichlal shochach. So the first halacha machlekes, if b'stame during the week the kula almet stays for Shabbos, it's not called bosis. B'stame on Friday, if it's the first day, or it's called bosis. And if it's b'siyos, if it's not called bosis. What would be if he put it Friday, but he had an intention to take it off, and he forgot to take it off? Zog the Mishnah Berurah lekula alme. It's not called meniach. It's called shochach. Dainu, leaving it on Friday with intention to take it off, it's called shochach, it's not called meniach. What would be if a person puts it in Erev Shabbos, al das, to leave it there in Shabbos? So we said, Likula alme, it's called. The Kula Alma, if he's putting it in Erev Shabbos, al da, to leave it here in Shabbos, it's a vada yabosis. What would be if a person did a zazach? He put it there in Erev Shabbos. He put it there in Erev Shabbos. And he had the intention to leave it here in Shabbos. But his plan was to leave it there. And then he had an intention to take it off. And he forgot to take it off. Now, before the Mishnah Berurah spoke about Erev Shabbos with intention to take off, it's called Shochach. He left it in Erev Shabbos Hadat to leave it there. And then he had an intention to take it off. Zogim Shlom Ezam and Oyerbach. It's called Shochach. And it's not called Maniach and it's not Bosis. What would be if you put the Erev Shabbos and Aldas to stay there, but he had a das to put a Kli Heter, and he forgot to put the Kli Heter. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, then Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Igros Moshe, Orachayim, Chele Gimel, Simon and Aleph, and the Shvuz Yitzchak B'Shem of Eliashiv holds, that it's called Maniach, not Shochach, because he was Maniach, because he was planning to make it the Abosis also to Heter. And the Shmir Shabbos and Tikkunim and Meluim, he's mistapik in this aloch. He's mistapik in this aloch. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is Mamshich, and he says another Machlekes. I'll say it by Alpen, and then we'll see it inside. He has a drawer he puts inside the Muktzeh. He now is silverware, and he puts it on top of the silverware. He doesn't have an Indian that it will be on top of the silverware. He wants it to be in the drawer. She doesn't have time to move the silverware to put it in the bottom of the drawer. A Machlekes is such a thing is called that the silverware is a basis or not. For example, he has a table, he wants to put something on the table. There's a couple things on the table. He puts it on top of them. Puts it on the windowsill. Couple things there. If it's called Bosis or not, was in the Mishnah Berurah inside. Ve'ine be'ikar din Bosis masik b'morgan Avram. The lemikri Bosis elim geniniach olav dover amukse b'shvi shisyashav olav betoif. He wants it to be here. Avon v'shemenichim b'derech akrai. V'shergilin la'asim b'teivu chafotzim eilu al eilu v'ne she'en le'i revach lefaris lechol chefetz mokim b'shu la'ateivu. Ke'agavne lechoshiv maniach el ha'shichach. It's called shichach. And it's not called the Bosis. ומותו לטלטל החפץ המותר אחר שנהירו המוקצה מעולו. ומכל מוקם, הטבע גופו, but the drawer himself, לכל מה בבוס דבר אוסו, אם המוקצה יחושב יויסר. ואוסו לטלטלו, why? ועל כל פונים, די פרויו, שימונח המוקצה בהטבע. חיודו. ולפי זה, מה שנהירים בשבס לעשר המפו על יוינם על השולחון, after that the goy takes off the מנוירו, the candlesticks, כדינו יסים. כפי שנצור שתהיה המנוירו דווקא על המפו, אלו על השולחון. He doesn't need it to be on the tablecloth. He needs it to be on the table. Ve'edem ha'amid ala ma'apa v'meshi yafshol l'lefanes l'mokim l'amenoiro b'guf ha'shulchan atzmai. V'meshi n'choshesh l'lefanes l'mokim. Lefichoch l'inasis ha'mapa boses l'amenoiro sh'oleo sh'te'oso b'tilzo. And the ma'apa ha'tachtoino anyway is not a problem because it has also the chalas on it. V'nasis boses l'zedah v'choshev yeso. We'll see later in the clothing from boses what is called boses l'dobar ha'muto and what is called boses l'dobar ha'oso. And what is called muto ve'oso. ויש מחמירים בכל זה, ומכמה צורך נראה די יש לו הוקל, כמה אחרונים סייבים כבסי למוגן אברון. What we learned in this הלוך? The הלוך is בוסיס לדבר האוסור is אוסור. The דבר המותר is מותר. If it's אוסור and heter together, it doesn't become בוסיס. See later in שיניות, how you know, again, what I said, בוסיס לדבר האוסור and מותר is not because of בוסיס, only if the מותר is more חושב from the אוסור. But if the אוסור is more חושב, it's אוסור. What would be if it's exactly the same? We'll see in Shinyut. Now, what would be if we said in this halacha that it's not maniach dafka and this, he wants to be in the drawer, and his things in the bottom, and he put it on top of these things. What is the halacha b'chai gavne? Machlekes. U'b'shas ha-tzeirech yesh le'okel, that it's not called bosses. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is also medamit to a tablecloth. And this is the pashtus. You have to know, the poskim can bring down that in our days, the Moshe Feinstein wants to say, that people want the tablecloth to be under it, and could be our tablecloths will be a basis to the menorah. Again, most poskim hold that our tablecloths also has the same halacha to shloke b'mokim atzayich. The Mishnah Berurah is mamshich. Kone shel tarnegoilim, v'yesh shom beitzah sheyesh bo efroyach, sheyesh beitzah asura b'tiltul, av shel yomim b'yodim sheyesh shom beitzah mikol mokim kevin shederuchu b'kach, havi kemaniach v'lo yavi kashichach. ונאסי סכין הבוסס להביצה. וכן בכל מוקים כיועצה בוי, בדובר שדרגו יש המוקצה לו בבד היה ומניח. If a person puts the muktzah in a place that normally this is his place, and he left it with stomach, we say that he had a das to have it there for the whole Shabbos. The das to leave it there for the whole Shabbos. So this is the halacha. So the first shita holds, that if he had a das to have it there, b'knisus ha-Shabbos, Shabbos says, Hainu kol zman ben ha-shmoshes. He wanted to be the whole ben ha-shmoshes. It's mashma. From the beginning till then, more mefurish like this later, the Mishneh Berurah by us, and Sif Koten, Lamed Chavov, that it has to be there, Koila Menashmoshes. And the Mokir is Shulchan Aruch Harav. And the person on the Daik, that if it's not there from the beginning till the end of Ben Hashmosh, missing a part of it, even if in the first Shita, will not become bosses. The Primigodim speaks it out in Reisha and Tes, and Eshel Avrom says, you've got New Dalit, his Medaik in Loshan HaMishneh, Rav Kiva Eger, and Shin Yud Tziv Zayin, and Mitzayin Terashi, Sefer Tila Ledovit, is mistapik in it, and he's done in it, what is the halacha? Bepashas, you need the hakola ben hashmoshes. This is the first sheet. And then it's also lehatis in the night, the nasa achovis, the akar bosis. Hainu moke, moshev targum lekane lepsisei, vela mukta shalem, vu gufe mukta. But halacha speaks out why the wine that is inside the chovis doesn't matter the chovis to be a bosis, la dover haosu, va dover hamuto. But for sure, if on top of the chovis is a heter, so we have bosses of Amuto and also, and the wine is more choshev from the stone, and Avadet will not become bosses. This is Pasha. We have to know what were Halacha Bilchis bosses, that the bosses is only if I want the stone to be on the Chavis. The stone is there to help the Chavis. For example, you have papers, Divrei Torah is going to fly in the wind, and you want to put a stone that the papers will not fly in the wind, it's not called the bosses, because it's letzorech dover hamuto, the mukta is meshamesh the muta. The mukta is the gizei tzemer. This is the pashtas da aloha. This is the first sheet. V'yesha imrim, the second sheet holds. Da filo yinichom shom, al dash yisharu shom b'knisas ha-shabes, min zahol ben ha-shmoshes, kede shihit lehem b'shabes, muto la-atoyse v'lanayar b'shabes. V'lo yosru ela b'maniach al dash yisharu shom kol ha-shabes. Only then it becomes a bosses. Mishabu explains the second shita. The leinase bosses klal came shechoshev lesalkim al hamukta acharkach, and he didn't have intention that was stated the whole Shabbos. Ubemokim pseide yesh lismei chaldei ozu. Before it was only even bemokim tzeirech. Now it's only bemokim pseide yesh lismei chaldei ozu. Veda, the afilu ledei ozu, the Mishabu says, misavet davkik shechoshev behedi lesalik acharkach hamukta b'Shabbos. אז דיני הוא על ידי גוי. אוי דובו שדרכו בכך להסתגל על המוקצה אחר כך. אבל אם חושב בסתום יש אמון החולוף, המוקצה בשבס, לכולה על בנסס בוסיס. אבדל לחושב בעד יש אמון החולוף כל השבס. בסתום יש also, if not, that it's something, that the דרך of the מציא, that it's not going to stay here. It's dirt. They're going to push off the bones from the table. So, we don't say בסתום, even that he didn't have a dust to מנער the מוקצה, he just put מוקצה here. It doesn't become bosses. But the stomach becomes bosses. Because the Shabbos, who are din afilu, im choshev shimunach alav kol hayoyim, al eiz zman, koinem shkia sacham on the day after it, v'achar kach lesalkem gam gil mikir bosses the dayu. V'im nim lach achar kach lesalkem mukta mikoidem, muto lena, the kevim the enoi, al kol hayoyim, ha-Shabbos lechol shem bosses klal. But im choshev lesalek ben ha-shmoshes, for the second day, Havi, even if it's a second sheet, take him to Shechosha or Kolayoyim, the Ben Hashmosh of a Klailo. This is the halacha of bosses. We have to know that Biur Halacha says, Bemoki Matchak, you could be Soymech on the sheet. That even if it was a bosses Ben Hashmosh, it's not a bosses. Bemokim Hefset. Bemokim Hefset. You have to know that Biur Halacha says, even if it is sheet, Kol Zman the Mukta is Anet, and it doesn't have a din bosses, we said. So when you take off the mukta, avada, you're allowed to carry it. It's not a bosses. But because man, the mukta is on top of it, you're only allowed to do kneel, and you're not allowed to pick it up, take it to a different place and shake it. Dahainu. If it's not bosses, even to ben hashmoshes, you're allowed to pick it up, in shochach, take it to somewhere else. If you can't shake it here, shake it there. But if it's maniach for ben hashmoshes, for the first sheet, that's bosses. The second sheet, holds that it's not bosses. But be'oidei olov, you're only allowed to do near and not to pick it up. After that, you're allowed to pick it up. It's a big machlekes in the poiskim. If you have a book, and you have papers inside, empty papers, and we'll say that empty papers klal mukta. We'll see later if it's mukta machmas chasson and kis or klishim menachti leisu. The sefer becomes a basis on that. The sefer is carrying the papers. And in Gers Moshe Chelek Dalet Simenayin Beis, he says, "I miniach b'teich ha'gmorat dapim rakim reikim endi shemukta miyulim leksiv edivateire nasa asofer basis." Shmuel Oyerbach wants to say that it's not basis. We look on the kricha, on the bending of the book, kilu carry, the sefer carrying all the papers, and it's also carrying the Gemara papers, also the empty papers. Lekule alma, if he has in the Gemara also papers that are written at Divrateira, so the sefer is basis, the Dabar Muto Ba'asu, and the papers at Divrateira are more choshuv, and the melech muta. You have to know what is the heta bichlal to have papers inside a sefer. What is the heta bichlal to have papers inside a sefer? It's not so pashut. We learn the halacha of basis. We learn the halacha of basis. We'll see the Ramah finishes. ואז אפילו ניתה לאיסו משום אוסו לטלטה לכלי. ומאחר שנעשה בוסו דבר אוסו למוקצה בשבס, אוסו כל השבס כולו וכן בכל מוקצה. משנה ברורה. ואז אפילו ניתה, זה קוי גם הדעה הראשונה, ואפילו לא הניחו אלא לכניס את השבס ונוטל אחר כך, מכל מוקים אוסו הכלי, כל השבס. וכן בכל מוקצה, גם גרוי כזה צימוקים שנסייב שבשבס ונעשו ראויים להכילה, אפילו אוכיה ומוקצה לכל השבס, כאים נזקצוי לבין השמושה. אפילו ניטל דובר המוקצה, ואפילו אם הדובר מוקצה הוא גם כן של חווי... This is the המשך עד הרמה, we'll see it later, we'll see it later. So this is the halacha, even if you took off the מוקצה, the boss stays also. It's one more halacha to speak out here, and the halacha of bosses. What would be in klisha melachti leisu? Person puts a hammer and a pillow, a pen and a pillow. Klishim melachti leisu, does a bosis or not? The primigodim in the beginning of Simon Shinches, Sivkotten, and Mishnah Pitzazov, Sivkotten Dalet, is bistapik in it. What is the tzadas not? It's kal, you're allowed to carry him, so it's bichlal not a bosis. Or it does a bosis. The primigodim says, Tzorichiyun, that Tilo Ledovit, his medayik from the Razor and the Ramban, that it's nemar even b'klishim elachti l'isu. You have to know, even if it's nemar, but avada the bosis is only in the gedorim of klishim elachti l'isu. So we have to know, if the paper that we spoke before about the sefer, muktzabach was chesaron kis, so you're not allowed to move the sefer l'fir ha-moshe. But if the papers in our days are only muktzabach was klishim elachti l'isu, so like you're allowed to move the paper, let's say, gufay mekoy boy, you're allowed to move the buses to tell Gufay Mekoyma. We'll finish the Ramah. Zag the Ramah. Im odo miniach dvar muktzah shel chaveiroi, lo yamrinu de nase buses a dover also. Why? De in odom oiser shel chaveiroi shaloi midaitoi. A person cannot be oiser dover shel chaveiroi shaloi midaitoi. Mishne brure, dvar muktzah, vafrima dvar muktzah ugamke shel chaveiroi. לא אמרינן, אין דה מוטו לטלטו רקיק שצורך לו, אחר שיהנאי רע מוקצה ממנו. And if he's allowed to do a gboi with a tiltul, אין לי יודע. שלא ימידאיתו, אך אם עושה כן, לטבע שחברו, אם נסתם ניחלה בזה, כגוין, כאקזמפל, שנוטל רובן כלי ועמידו בידיו עם תחס הנר בבי שימן, כדי שאיפו לנר לטייך ולא תהיה דליק, ונופל עתה לטבע כאילו בן השמושס, here's the Mishnah Berurah. Kol ben hashmoshes the muktzah has to be inside. Nase akli bosis la'aner ve'osu letalta lekol ha'shabes. Av la'achar shenistal lekaner. Ken gosvu arba achroinim. Uvedarach ha'chaim mitzadet. Timoyo bedayte lesal lekachar kech ha'muktzah b'shabes. After l'moshol for blow off. Nucha letzare b'zedas ha'yashu'im imanal de'bezelo imikri bosis klal. De'bezelo imikri bosis klal. So he says like this. If he did it at Tzarech Haveiroi, Be'etzem, it's called Muktzeh, it's called Basis, but if he had an intention to take it off in the middle of Shabbos, so we could be Mitzar of the other shit, and we made it to be Meikel. This is the Iker HaLocha here. So again, if you do it for your friend, and you know that Mistom is Nichalei, it's awesome. Now, what a bee, you know that the Baalim will be happy that it's here. But we know the Baalim is a Talmid Chacham, and he will do the basis, he will put the muktzah on the basis, but he will put a Dvar Heter that will be Matzilit. And you didn't do it, Zongam Shem Azam, and it's also. Because Yechaver wants it to be a basis. Now what? He will do a Heter. It's not called that he had a Das that will not be a basis. Shmir Shabbos Berik Chofer, Ori Kufa, and Dalet. What will be Fakir? If your friend put a basis, he put a muktzah on the basis, you see it and you put a Dvar Heter to save it. He put candlesticks on the table. And you don't want the table to be basis. You want to help him. And you put a Dvar Heter, even if you know that his stomach, he would want it. It doesn't help. Now, we said that the Acher cannot Aser. And Mincha Shabbos, Simen Peites, Yivkot V'chof Beis, Mistapik Isho, Ishaup Mebeis, Yishinuchot V'amukta Al Cheftze Abal. And he brings from Avashalom to Marsham that if the chayfetz shel Baal, or it's hers, the Baal, she cannot ask her, or it's hers, she could, nichsimiluk, the Ruch HaShabbos wants to say a different there. If it's things that are made, for example, for the husband, he has a standard, she put muktzadir, she cannot ask her. The ish is kaveh, what things will be on the standard. It's his thing. Or Lamosha, she has her stuff. So she's meyachid what is also there. A big shaila is what happens by shutfim. If a person could ask her or not, the Ma'am Sham says that you could, and some say that you cannot. In a yeshiva, if you have a standard and someone left a pen, the pasha says he cannot, he doesn't have permission, the Baalim doesn't let him, and the standard doesn't become a basis. It's a glata svara from the Orech HaShabbos. The glatis for a little kid, the pashtus cannot make bosses. The house doesn't belong to him. It's not a das. If it's his own zhur, the Ruch HaShabbos wants to say maybe it's different. Maybe. Now, as one more aloche, in the end of this aloche of bosses, we said if he's dear for only ben Hashmoshes, the first shita aser. Second shita is Matthew. Yavo Yashoyel V'Yisho. The aloha is, if a person has a candlestick, the aloha is the candlestick is muktzah, the whole Shabbos. It's bosis ledovara also. Even though we know for sure that the fire will go off in the middle of Shabbos. So why the candlestick is called bosis for the whole Shabbos? We know if I have a table with candlesticks and I'm planning to take off the candlesticks, the table is not called a bosis for the whole Shabbos. So why the candlesticks are considered muktzah the whole Shabbos, not only klishim alachti le'isu, they call it bosis to the shalevitz. And the Rishonim and the Achronim explain, because the fire is mekoymoy here, when it's mekoymoy, even if it was only for benashmoshes, it's also. Anzor and andere svore, she'ein daite l'salek esaner ala ukove, and the Pumigodim says, more svaras in it. There's a lot of different svaras. A lot of different svaras. But Mikol Mekoyim comes out that Lemaise B'chai Gavin that it's bosses. And the same halacha could be in a lot of things that it's Mekoyimoy. If Lemoshel, some clear, and if you have a special tray for the candlesticks, a silver tray that you don't use for nothing else, could be it's called Mekoyimoy and be made it's bosses for the whole Shabbos. It's bosses for the whole Shabbos. We'll see Seif Hei. Hode lo ishori elo lehatis ve lenayr. Davke betzor leguf achovis veakar. Aval im tzor lemokim achovis veakar. Velo itasdik lo yatoye veaniyu. He's allowed to pick it up. Yocho letalte lima heaven vimamor shalem lefanes mokim. Chei lekamon simen shin yud. Hode lo ishori mishnebu asif kotm chofches ashechach koi. Tveniach ya achovis guf anas bosis umukce. Velo itasdik lo tzor shi lo yoyse amokim poli legamre. What is the chidush here? We said, when I need letzer dover amutor, I'm allowed to carry, and if I can't do niur, I carry the whole thing. Here, I'm doing the moving because I want to move the pillow. But I also want to move the money because I want nothing to be here. So I would think maybe it's considered that he's doing it also letzer hamukze. But this is called letzer dover amutor, that I need this place to be clean, even that I need the stone to move away, it's also called letzer dover amutor, and I'm allowed to. Till I think what it be. If I need the kids not to be here, because it disturbs someone, If I'm allowed to move the whole thing, if I have candlesticks and it's light, and I don't want the candlesticks to be in this room because it's light, I want it to be dark, I'm allowed to pick up the table and take out the candlesticks. Not only if I need a place at the table, if I need a place at the candlesticks, if the muktzah is also called Sardovar HaMutar. I know it's a chiddush, but it's a zeh mistaber and it's poshet a zeh.